Earlier this year, Fisher gave an approval for the Commons project. The four-story building with seven townhomes proposed just west of the New Park Plaza. An appeal to the council was heard a couple of weeks ago. Council members are meeting at the Rich and Services building, but they will begin Wednesday with a field trip to the Commons site at about 1 p.m.
I think they're just trying to get context to what both the applicant, the original applicant, the Crandalls, and the appellants are saying in their statements. Sometimes being on the ground provides better context than sitting in the boardroom and looking at the paper.
You said the developers, the Crandalls, can do some minor grading work on the site before the appeal is decided, but have to post a bond for any restoration that might be needed. The council will take up the appeal again at about 5 p.m. Wednesday. We asked if any further arguments will be heard from the opposing sides.
Councilmember Clyde had to leave early after making some comments and hearing some of the testimony. So there might be some questions around that, as well as some further statements from the appellants or the applicants. But the chair runs that show, and so she will take the council through that deliberation. There have been supplemental statements that have been added to the record since the last time this was heard. Those are in the packet that I believe it'll be amended today so that folks have the chance to see it. That stuff will be considered, but other than that, the record as it stood the last time is pretty much the arguments.
The staff report this week does include an affidavit from senior planner Peter Barnes concerning the town center principles in New Park.
I think the council asked for Peter to provide something that in this manner of how he looks at the town center, just as another data point in their deliberation. And so that's what he's produced in with the help of the attorney's office.
Fisher added another appeal is headed to council soon. Recently, he approved a plan for expansion of the Nicholas Clubhouse and Promontory, but the county manager added that the development has to meet an obligation on affordable housing.
You know, I don't want to speak to the specifics of their appeal because I'm not totally familiar with it, but my decision was to approve the clubhouse with the conditions that they provide that affordable housing plan to the county's satisfaction, and I believe that's the part that they're appealing.
The timing of that?
Yes.
Okay. When does that come back? Any idea?
We have statutory time limits that we have to meet. It's probably going to be within the next 30 days that it'll be scheduled with the council.
Summit County Manager Tom Fisher. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.